The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, my co-host, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. I would feel better today if we had 50-50 control in the Senate. But you and I, we did our part. I mean, we went out there and we encouraged people to get out and vote. And I'm just I was very hopeful during the night that, you know, Herschel will be able to secure that seat. But
as were we all, you know, though, Stevens County, of course, where you and I broadcast from on Monday, Herschel won that county by 80%. 80%.
Wow.
They turned out big. It was discouraging as you watched the map on Tuesday evening. It was bright red all over, but you had that little lump of blue in the center. And those numbers in that Atlanta area just pulled Raphael Warnock. And the other disappointing part of it, too, is that, you know, 200,000-plus people who voted for Herschel Walker on November the 8th did not bother to go back and vote again.
That's always the deal. You know, you and I talked about this. Senator Perdue said the same thing. In his runoff, 700,000 people that voted for Trump in the general did not come back out in the runoff. So you have to ask yourself, this has to be important to us all the way through the process, the way through. Yeah. I don't know what we could do. I mean, maybe we have to have a circus or be able to stand on our heads and talk about it. I don't know what gets people's attention, but this economy we have, it's like you were just talking about. You know, I was in Israel at the beginning of the year, and everybody there talked about it. All of the prime ministers we talked to said, when America is weak, the world is not safe.
Yeah.
And that's what you see it now. I mean, I don't think there's any question that what has happened around the globe would have happened if we had a strong leader.
Mm-hmm.
And President Biden is not a strong leader. And we have 2 years, I guess we have to put this behind us, and this is the way elections go, but we have got to figure out a way to get people to vote, because do you think, Joey, in our rural communities, they just don't, because they're not all coming out at 100%. When you look at a map on that, it'd be interesting to say if in all these counties that went red, you really got a bigger majority, it would have to take over, you know, those areas, those urban big city areas. If you could get everybody in those small towns out voting.
Well, it would. I mean, if you could get them to show up again, if everyone who voted for Herschel Walker on November the 8th, had they returned, he could have very easily won. You know, the crazy part of this too, you know, we've all listened to Stacey Abrams for a few years now. She's raised millions of dollars for her nonprofit in the name of voter integrity and opening up opportunities for people to vote. I mean, she'd like for you to think that voters, black voters particularly, were being suppressed, not allowed to vote or being discouraged from voting. But Georgia had a record number of people vote either in the early voting and on Tuesday, on the day of the election. They had 1.4 million people cast their votes on election day, according to the Georgia Secretary of State's office. I'm going to read the quote. This was the most in-person voting we've had since the launch of the new voting law and the new system. It looks like we probably beat the election day vote of November of 2022, November the 8th, which was the highest, and we know it was more than November of 2020, and it was more than the runoff in 2021. So how can Stacey Abrams and groups like hers continue to say that Georgia's new election law is keeping people from the polls.
You know why? Because they lie, Joey. People lie. Yep. They say what they want. It makes a headline. And unfortunately, we are living in a world where everybody reads the headline, but they don't read. So if the headline was Stacey Abrams says we're suppressing votes, people read that and go, oh, my gosh, here we're doing this again. But they don't read the article where it says, now that's, but, you know, the true numbers show this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it keeps going. I think, you know, clickbait, isn't that the term? They call it like clickbait. So they put that out. So trying to get people to click on it. We have got to, we are such an educated society. Let's start reading articles. Let's start listening to facts. I mean, not opinions. I keep telling David that I want to come up with a shirt that says, you know, is this facts or feelings? Hashtag facts or feelings. Like, before we start every conversation, are we going to talk about facts or are we going to talk about feelings? Because when we talk about feelings, there's nothing to debate because I can't tell you you don't feel that way. Yeah. But if we want to talk about facts, then let's talk about facts all day long.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, there's been a lot of discussion, about the new voting laws, which here in South Carolina, we have a new period of voting, early voting. And you know, I think it was best put, I spoke to a group in Spartanburg the other night, and Curtis Smith, the chairman of the Spartanburg County Republican Party said, you know, we don't have a voting day now, we have a voting season because of the early voting. And I think Newt Gingrich probably summed it up best with Sean Hannity when he said, you know, Republicans, rather than whining and complaining about the voting law, the fact is early voting, I think, is probably here to stay. It is part of the law here in South Carolina, in Georgia, many other states. And I want you to listen to what Newt had to say to Hannity, because he basically says, if we're going to win elections, then we've got to embrace this and we've got to learn how to encourage people to get out and vote early.
You have to play the game by the rules that are existing. That means, for example, if you want Generation Z voters, you've got to be on TikTok, even if, in fact, in the long run, we may abolish TikTok as a Chinese communist device. It means that you have to recognize early voting. It doesn't do Republicans any good to save their TV money till October if they've had a third of the vote come in September. And if people are going to have early voting, the huge advantage of early voting is it lets you know who to focus on because they haven't voted yet. And let me just point out, Democrats focus on elections. Republicans focus on campaigns. Democratic consultants ultimately are paid to win elections. Republican consultants are paid to buy TV ads for campaigns. Very different models. And as I've indicated in a newsletter that's going out tomorrow, we need to really rethink from the ground up, not just at the surface, but from the ground up, how far Republican doctrine is out of touch with reality.
I think he's right, don't you?
I agree with him 100%. I watched that the other night also, Joey. And that's exactly right. That's what happened. Think about what happened in Georgia that David Perdue talked about, right?
Yeah.
What did people like, Sidney Powell and who was the other guy? He was actually running for chair position here in South Carolina. But anyways, those people came out and said, oh, show the system. Don't go out and vote in the runoff.
Yeah.
Well, what are you showing them? You're showing them that you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And I think, do I wish that we would all go out on voting day and vote? But the reality of it is, I think it's safer to give people time, stop mail. You know, it cut down the amount of absentee balloting, right? The reasons for it. Because you had 2 weeks to go in, but you had to go into a location. You showed your ID. And you're right.
Yeah.
That's what we have now.
It's much safer. I'd rather have you going in person and showing your ID and voting early than you know, sending out a bunch of mail-in ballots. So, it was great fun to have you co-hosting with me on Monday. Wonderful job. We had some wonderful people who came by to visit with us. However, there is a bit of a concern here because I had all these people saying, wow, Lieutenant Governor Evett, she's great on radio. And I'm thinking, all right, hold on a minute here now. So we've got a pact here. You stay in politics, I'll stay in radio, and we'll be good, okay?
I love that idea. So I'm going to stay in my lane because I do love serving, but I do love co-hosting with you. So keep inviting me because it's always fun to get out and talk to everybody.
We will certainly do that. Had a great time. Thank you again for coming over. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.